brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Crazier by the millisecond. And it's hard to believe we're about to have the 11th anniversary of the false flag staged attacks of 2001 that have been used to absolutely butcher and wreck our constitutional republic. And I will be covering a lot of false flag news and information tomorrow on the syndicated radio transmission. We will also cover a ton of news today. We've got noted libertarian speaker, best-selling author, a really informative fellow, to give us his view on the state of the world today and where things are going. We're going to have Tom Woods talking about nullification and some of the solutions to tyranny coming up in the third hour today. And we will have open phones throughout the first 2 hours interspersed with, well, look at the news. I'm going to try my best. I've gotten better to cover a lot of the news. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27 stacks. And some of these stacks are more than 15 articles apiece. So you do the math. And I've scanned over or read all these. Each one of them I can spend 3 hours on. I'm not one of these talk show hosts. It's actually a blessing and a curse, who needs everything scripted and has to have everything highlighted and, you know, covers 5 stories in 3 hours. I could talk for 20 hours straight on one subject that makes me angry. The nanny state, eugenics, the fake drug war, how we've been captured by a private Federal Reserve, the gear up towards huge wars, all of it. I could talk about this one article that I'll get to at the bottom of the hour for the entire show. It's up at Infowars.com by Alexander Higgins. Former reporter Amber Lyon exposes massive censorship at CNN. And it's a London Guardian article out on it, but Alexander Higgins breaks down and does what I like. He connects to other cases of this, so it's not just one person, but more full spectrum. CNN has been caught staging fake massacres actually carried out by al-Qaeda and then blaming it on Libya, blaming it on Syria so they can devolve and destroy the country, not take out a bad guy and put somebody good in, which is immoral itself because it's offensive. It always turns bad. That's why the founders were against it. That's how this road to empire starts. Oh, we're spreading freedom. Yeah, sure, like our government putting Mao in 49. Our government helping fund Hitler. I mean, this is all on record. Our government, along with the British government, put Lenin in 1918. I mean, this is all in congressional reports, by the way. When McCarthy found it all out, they destroyed him in a matter of days in the media. Oh, he's crazy. He's a drunk. They were using McCarthy when he was just pushing a police state against file clerks and secretaries. Because, hey, fighting the Soviet Union, you could turn into the Soviet Union in the name of fighting tyranny. But when he said, hey, the army runs the Soviets, oh, you're crazy, you're out of here. Now it's all been declassified. Even the New York Times has run headlines like, McCarthy was right, Russian archive show. But it wasn't that the Russians were infiltrating us. The bankers were funding authoritarianism everywhere. And Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown wrote a 1,400-page, I kept saying 1,100, because the version I had was that, but it's been republished with the full bibliography of Tragedy and Hope. We sell it. We're evil free market people at Infowarsstore.com. And he just brags about the whole thing, how he was led into the State Department and Bilderberg archives, how he was led into the Council on Foreign Relations archives, and how they fund authoritarianism. Whatever flavor you want, it's hot and cold running tyrants. It doesn't matter. Centralized is the name. Anti-freedom. Okay, I'm going to attempt to give you the headlines when we come back. And I'm going to open the phones up for first-time callers because I felt really bad yesterday. We opened the phones up for like one segment. The calls were so good, so informative, and I promised to have wide-open phones today. We are going to do it, or my producer is going to punch me 5 times in the nose. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, the 10th day of September 2012. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours. We are here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. You'll take my life, but I'll take yours. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you had a safe and productive weekend. Let me go ahead and just run through some of what is coming up today. Fate of Eurozone rests in the hands of German judges. Well, this is just all part of this bailout that's really a tax transfer to the banksters. We're going to be going over that. We're also going to get into the Bond King says buy gold, not bonds. That's out of Bloomberg. Bill Gross says that's where it's at in the future. Double down, Vladimir Putin. Billions into gold in anticipation of global upheaval. That's being reported on by AP, Reuters, you name it. Continuing, judge says 10 rare gold coins worth $80 million belong to Uncle Sam. Now, I saw this last Thursday and thought I knew what it was, but I didn't have time to go research it until yesterday. And I mentioned it on the Sunday show, but never got to it. I will cover it at the bottom of the next hour. Got a guest coming on about this. It's so important. When I saw this, I thought, wait, that's a St. God in 1933. That's the executive order on confiscation, but the Associated Press, ABC News, they wouldn't explain it. So I went to the case and did confirm that they confiscated it under a 1933 executive order. I mean, we've got a criminal government. Doesn't matter if it's your gold. They say that 80 years ago, you should have turned this in. Well, my great-grandfather, my grandfather's father, I keep saying my grandmother's father, my grandfather's father in Dallas, he didn't turn his in. That was just general gold. They just said, turn it in. In fact, they were even trying to get your jewelry. And American people, many of them, lined up and went along with this. So I want to explain just how criminal this government is. And here's the deal. If they say turn your gold in, you've got to say no. I mean, if they say turn your kids over to them, you've got to say no. If they say jump off a cliff, you've got to say no. This is a group of criminals. So we're going to be breaking all of that down coming up today and looking at what's happening. Walmart struggling to survive on only $4 billion on their second quarter. Isn't it funny? They used to make, 10 times that some quarters. But I guess, globalism. Deindustrialization. People don't have the jobs anymore to buy your goods made by Chinese slaves. So it's following its inevitable end, which is Agenda 21, the designed implosion. And then Walmart will be more of a government reclamation center as it's already been planned, kind of a relocation processing center as they admit they've been prepared for. Oh, you didn't know that? Look it up. George Soros says that Germany should back growth or leave euro. That means give more money to the bankers. Or get out, pony up to the bankers, or get out. Well, don't worry, they probably will get out, but then that'll just be into a bankruptcy under the mega banks. Continuing, rising food prices continue to climb, with prices up 10% in July alone. But there's no inflation because we've got all of these government numbers on inflation out there, and they say it's quite low, even though any of you out there know things cost more. And that you get paid less on average with your jobs. There's bad unemployment, but the real thing is it's working poor, with people working for $7, $8, $9, $10 an hour, which then if you're in the system and try to actually pay for things, you can't live on by yourself hardly, much less with children. But don't worry, you don't have to pay for daycare now. All over the country, they're having government-run Head Start for 2-, 3-, 4-year-olds, so the state gets your children. But see, people with property taxes are paying for that as the economy goes under, which is also part of the plan. Implode the economy while you consolidate it. Then poses the saviors, Agenda 21. So we're going to continue along that line. Another reporter out of the Economic Collapse blog breaking down the numbers. The real unemployment numbers are worse than you're being told. That is just some of what is coming up. Insight, GM, Volt, the ugly math and low sales, high cost, Reuters. Well, yeah, why aren't we talking about the fact that Volt's built in China now, or that your tax money paid to move it there? Again, doing everything they can to wreck the economy, because in a planned economy, that is the name of the game. So that is just some of the news that we have there. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with some of the news that we're going to be drilling into today, up at Infowars.com, Rockefellers preside over creation of global journalist group to advance reporting on religion. And then the Rockefellers set up the World Council of Churches that pays off the seminaries and the major denominations to promote global governance and an ecumenical merger of religion. And that's what's happening there. Continuing, Walmart struggling. I already broke that down. To survive only on $4 billion. Man investigated by police for buying ammunition. This is part of a wider trim we're going to be going over. The Declining West, Tragedy or Comedy, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Again, Declining West, Tragedy or Comedy. President of Italy's Supreme Court to refer 9/11 crimes to International Criminal Court. Says that the government of the West staged it as a false flag, similar to Operation Gladio and the strategy of tension in Italy that the Italian intelligence agency declassified more than a decade ago, that with the U.S., NATO, and England, as well as Germany, through NATO, hundreds of bombings, mass shootings were staged at movie theaters. Oh, by the way, I sent that to Adon over the weekend. It's actually in Denver Papers. that it's now in court, survivors with reports of multiple shooters and it being a staged event. So that's now hit the mainstream. Will you print me that? I forgot to send that to the producers here. I only sent it to a Don. So just ask a Don in there. Ask him to investigate it more to print me those articles. Thank you. So we're going to be at movie theaters, shooting them, bombing them, blowing up buses, shooting up schools. It's what NATO would do. If a right-wing or left-wing group, they didn't care, sort of actually trying to be nationalistic and didn't want NATO and the narcotics trafficking bankers to control their country, they would just shoot up a school and blame it on your group. They would grab a patsy, inject him into the frontal lobe with PCP that basically, you know, will make you completely insane and brain damaged for several years on average, and then tell the person that you'll stop torturing them if they remember that they did the shooting. They also use electroconvulsive therapy and other little goodies, and that's all declassified as well, but we should just trust the government. Continuing here, we'll be going over that on the broadcast today. Also, Israel's prime ministers discussing red lines with Iran and with the U.S., but then Hillary responds by saying they're not setting deadlines for Iran, Clinton says. Also, continuing along that line, we have reports coming out that they are preparing for a massive attack. So we're going to be getting into that report. We're also going to get into Obama, who is basically, it's not basically, this is from DickMorris.com. Obama thugs rough up Gallup for polls they don't like. And the truth is Gallup historically has polled 10 points for Democrats that doesn't exist. In fact, I have a stack of articles here showing that Reagan was polling right up to the election in 1980, 10 points behind the Democrats, and similar numbers in 1984. And again, this is just part of the skewing that goes on. I mean, I told you Nielsen ratings were fake. And, of course, it's come out they're fake, and I even predicted it would be fake for MSNBC. MSNBC doesn't even have the 800,000 viewers on their biggest show. Their smaller shows in the middle of the day have maybe a couple hundred thousand, and that's with cooked numbers. That is pretty darn amazing when you finally actually realize that. That it's that big of a fraud. But the sets are big. The info babes are there. It's all about they're the authority. They decide. They tell you a nine-month-old baby can be killed in the womb instead of delivered because they say it's a fetus and not a human. They say the hydrofluoric acid is good for you and the same thing as calcium fluoride when it's not. It's had, what is it, an electron removed? I got to look that up again. I was studying that just last week, and it's highly toxic. They play all these little games with people. So we are going to be breaking all of that down today as well. Continuing here with the news, we're going to be breaking down more on the hoax that's ongoing, that it's only 174,000 bullets the government's bought, and that those of us concerned about the 1.4 billion bullet purchase, that we shouldn't be concerned because it's only 174,000 bullets. Now, they don't address that and say, hey, it's 174,000. They just say, hey, what's the big controversy over 174,000 bullets? They don't even address the 1.4 billion or the armored vehicles, the pillboxes, the checkpoints, the army manuals where they admit they're preparing for civil unrest, martial law, re-education center, civilian inmate labor camp program, model states health emergency powers act, all of that garbage. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act. I'm giving you the public names of all this right now. It's just this big mystery where, oh, is it true? Oh, it's a rumor. Yeah, those conspiracy guys that say don't trust the government, you know, like George Washington. But, you know, these modern day people, they're saying, look out, the government's building up against us. Oh, they said TSA would be on the streets. Now it's happening. But, oh, they're saying 174,000 bullets. That's no big deal. No, we're saying 1.4 billion. So that's their straw man. I've got a lot of other news. Journalists going public exposing fraud. It's all coming up today. We've got insiders at CNN blowing the whistle. Here's the toll-free number for first-time callers. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And you can call our system as well. I'm going to just go crazy. Watch this. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We'll take calls on that.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, there's more mainstream news reporting that France, England, and others are going to openly fund Al-Qaeda in Syria. I mean, they've been doing it for the last 9 months since they started the sectarian war and trying to overthrow the government and put in groups sworn to kill all the Christians, Jews, and Muslim minorities. Just amazing crimes. And that's what Amber Lyon of CNN, a reporter, has quit and gone public with. You've had a lot of other reporters quit and go public. New York Times, it's turned out, is told what to do by the CIA. People left NPR and been told they've been told to lie. It's just amazing to know that they're taking fathers in Syria and saying, we're going to kill you if you don't drive this truck in and blow up that police checkpoint. We're going to kill your kids if you don't do it. Or telling people, we're going to let you go. Now get in this truck and drive down the road and there's really bombs in it. Then they can say it's a suicide truck. It's just incredibly immoral. I mean, we know we have a corrupt government, but it's so ridiculous that they're saying we've got to give our rights up because of Al-Qaeda and hyping that all day. And then Al-Qaeda is literally hiding in granny's granny panties or in your wife's bra or in your son's pants or in your pants. And now the TSA is randomly setting up checkpoints. Let's just see if someone's on this highway. Look, we're going to search your car randomly because there might be Al-Qaeda in there. Now they're like, oh, don't worry about Al-Qaeda. We're looking for guns. But guns aren't illegal. We're looking for drugs. Will you ship those in? We're just here violating the Fourth Amendment. I mean, it's so ridiculous. We've been proven right. The world government's announced. They're announcing the police state's for us. It's all happening. I'm going to go to your phone calls. This is a short segment, but coming up, we've got the video. Man investigated for buying a couple boxes of ammo. And they said, well, a citizen spy in there, just thought we might need to give you a call. And this happened to Linda West out last week, one of our reporters. Right there in front of John Brown and others, a guy in a suit said, oh, you want to do some interviews? Well, I got somebody for you. And they're out on the sidewalk downtown. And the police were called. The police get there and were putting their hands out. And the guy was waiting down the street taking photos of them. And it's like this power trip of the Stasi. And if you haven't studied the Stasi, they were the worst of the communists in the way they surveilled and controlled. They were hired as consultants 10 years ago. And that's why we're getting a modern Stasi system. And there's all these people that are on these incredible power trips, these amazing power trips that they're little secret agents. In fact, I meant to do this morning, and then I forgot, just gave the general number out. And we've got TSA calling from FEMA Region 7. There's a lot of stuff I want to introduce today. But after we take a few rounds of calls, I want to open the phones up again after we clear the lines for snitches. Because, again, they always start with, oh, the FBI is having a local community meeting, and we'd like to have people come in the rural area or in the city. You've seen this in the news. To learn how to spot Muslim extremists or Al-Qaeda. And then you get to the meeting. They have free coffee, donuts. It's 2 days at a hotel. And they show you an Al-Qaeda training video. And then next it's, is your neighbor spanking their kid? Do they smoke marijuana? Are they talking bad about the government? Do they have guns? And this hasn't even been in the Associated Press where, they sat in on the meetings. And by the second day, it's don't trust that priest. He might be a terrorist, or that woman with a baby carriage. Just don't think that. And by the way, let's show some training videos where all the terrorists are white and no one is of another race or group. So that's how I knew they were going to flip the script away from Al-Qaeda, because 7-8 years ago it wasn't about Al-Qaeda. Now none of it's about Al-Qaeda. It's all about, do they talk bad about government? Do they talk about a New World Order? Do they have a Ron Paul sticker? Do they have an Aaron Russo video? Do they have an Alex Jones video? Do they talk about Infowars.com? And they get the cops in the briefing rooms. We have video of it. And actually, badmouth George Washington. I mean, you've heard cops call in and go, yeah, no, they badmouth George Washington. They have the feds. I mean, imagine a movie 20 years ago where the government starts saying, George Washington is bad. You'd expect the cops would go, wow, we've been taken over, and there'd be a counter-revolution. But now it's just, yeah, George Washington's bad. And better not talk about him because we're the good guys. And so it's gotten to the point where their little snitches actually are trying to intimidate people like our free speech band. Hey, let me explain something. You're not going to get to the point of intimidation. People are lazy in America. They're not scared on average. So thank you for trying to intimidate people. You're getting folks awake and mad. So tell us to shut up. Tell us we don't have free speech. Threaten to arrest us. All you're doing is waking everybody up. So bring it on. More of it. Come on. Show us who you are. Come out.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I am going to put a sock in it and go right to your phone calls. Then coming up, we're going to look at how Agenda 21 UN governance is taking over not just big cities, but small towns all over America, including right outside Austin, Texas, in Elgin. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, wherever you're listening, in Australia or Germany or Sudan or Mexico. And again, I am your host, Alex Jones. Then we will get into, after we take some calls, they're now trying to harass gun owners in a new way. This has been going on for a while, but now it's accelerating. Also, this started getting attention last Friday, but I've had time to look into it more. The federal government's running multiple ad campaigns dealing with zombie apocalypse, Homeland Security is, And they're saying, get ready, basically, for collapse. And now zombies are an archetypal metaphor for basically welfare hordes not getting their checks. And I've described it as a zombie-like apocalypse for over a decade. And now zombies are even more popular than vampires, that it's in almost all advertising. It is ubiquitous now with media that they're promoting zombies and death, and that society is soon going to collapse. There is a massive preparation for this being made, and I'm going to be getting into that. And it integrates some with Time magazine writers like Joel Stein coming out and saying, hey, I want to see a beauty pageant with dead babies. I've learned, you know, watching the stupid right-winger pro-lifers with their signs, which dead babies are more attractive. So it's just all part of searing your conscious mind, preparing you, acclimating you to accept death and destruction and not have empathy for your fellow humans. Roman historians wrote about how they used gladiatorial events to train people that it was entertaining to see a woman and her children torn apart by lions. And even Romans who got in trouble politically would then be thrown to the lions later after Rome degenerated. And it didn't matter if your neighbor was being killed this week or that you would be dying next week. It was a culture that cheered its own destruction and imminent collapse. So I'll be getting into all of that. Again, the toll-free number and the phones are loaded, but if you want to join us after I go to this group of calls, all additional calls that come in after these first few groups of phone calls, I do want to hear from some of the snitches out there. Have you been recruited by InfraGuard? Have you been recruited by clergy response teams? Have you been recruited as a citizen spy? Have you finally woken up that you're a dupe, you're a collaborator, you're an idiot, that you're being trained to spy on the American people and their constitutional rights in an attempt to create a Stasi secret police network? We had preachers that were recruited for Homeland Security to spy on their flocks 7 years ago, exposed clergy response teams. People didn't believe it at the time. It was declassified 3 years later. Telling their flocks, submit to corrupt government, turn your guns in, take shots, go to the FEMA camp. Well, now it's executives, even at the level of McDonald's manager, they call that an executive making, you know, $15 an hour. They are now spying on everyone, and it's not for terror. It's just report back to us. So it's extremely creepy what's happened, so we'll take some calls on that front. Now, I've given out calls on two different phone systems. I see the Genesis phone system here, so I'll go through those calls first, and then I will get to callers on the other phone system. Scott, InfoMom, John, Chuck, Lionheart, Dead, Blake, and Chris. One other thing I want to announce, and please put it up on screen when we go to each caller if you can, at least part of the time. I want to start, because people are watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a new radio listener, we're not just doing radio here. We're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv, the sister site of PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I want to be able to now let people realize we're under 10 governors on the Governor Council. We're under 10 Pentagon governors under the Rural Council. There are 10 global regions under the UN program, publicly, look it up. 10 mega regions under one control, the EU. There are 10 regions per country, and under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and all preparations, the states are already seen as bankrupt, vestigial. The federal government is a vestigial ceremonial arm. We are fully captured by the foreign banks who brag they've captured us and are running us through emergency reorganization. Just like in Europe, they now admit they're one step ahead of us in collapse by design, that in Italy and in Spain and in Greece and other areas, as well as Ireland, they are now appointing the central bank heads, the presidents and prime ministers, the banks are, and saying we've captured you. But we don't owe them the money. They put their people in and had us sign on to their derivatives. So they had us sign on to their fraud. Instead of going to jail, they're announcing that the troops are in the streets, that we have no rights, the citizen spies are there. They think that intimidates us. You know what? It doesn't intimidate me, scum. We're going to expose you. So without further ado, I'm going to give each caller a minute, and we're going to go through the Genesis phone lines first. After these calls are cleared, it's time for the spies to call in. I mean, do you want to blow the whistle? I mean, we already know. InfraGuard's already admitted. Clergy response team's admitted. You tried to recruit every dentist. My dad knows. I mean, I talked to other executives. They've all had the FBI visits. They've had Department of Defense visits. They're involved as well. I mean, this is a giant criminal network to shut down America. And they've got their operatives everywhere as an intelligence gathering network when they try to trigger a civil war that's meant to destroy the existing infrastructure of the states so the globalists can move in about a year into the conflict. We're here to defeat that. We have more people than they have, and we have right on our side, and we're going to expose it. Do you want to repent? Or were you profiled as a little control freak and you're listening right now and can't wait for me to be arrested? You actually think what you're hearing here is bad. You think the First Amendment and due process is bad. You think you're going to be some big rock star when this comes in. You're going to be like Ernst Röhm. Ernst Röhm. You don't know who Ernst Röhm is? You better look it up. Night of the Long Knives, 1933. All right, let's go ahead and go to the phone calls here. Let's go to Diane in New York. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I was born in Venezuela, and even though now I am an American citizen, I always call Obama the American Chavez. He is doing exactly how Chavez destroyed Venezuela, and what you just described is what is happening over there. Number two, it is something good, at least. I have a friend who traveled from Pennsylvania to California, and he saw gigantic billboards against Obama all over. He was amazed that he had never seen that. So my guess is that people are very pissed off, and yes, I knew this was going to happen because I already lived it, and no one here, especially in this town, believed me. And
by the way, when we get rid of Obama and Romney tries to do the same thing, we're going to get rid of him. Listen, people are starting to wake up. Doesn't mean they have all the answers, but they're knee deep in the water now. They need to get all the way in and really see how deep it goes. And again, we shouldn't get mad at those that are ignorant. They have been dumbed down. They have been propagandized. They have been chemically attacked. We are going to wake them up now, only a little bit. They're not going to wake up all the way. But as things get worse, the seeds are planted. Our victory will happen. Go ahead.
Yes, hopefully. Apparently in Venezuela, there is a huge awakening, but after 14 years of pain and destruction and all the money spent in other places.
That's right. Chavez has totally wrecked the country by design and transferred it. I mean, I've got a fellow who works for me, does a great job, and I self-trained from Venezuela. And he's done so good. He's like the head of one of the major IT departments with like five people under him. And he talks about how they make the kids in school pray to Chavez to get the school lunch program. They say, pray to Christ, and then the food doesn't come. They go, now pray to Chavez. This is to the kindergartners. And then they get the milk and the food. And then I went and looked it up and found it in Charlotte Iserby's book that under the Soviets they did that. And so that's what this is all about. The state is God. I appreciate your call. It's thoroughly disgusting. But then they've got right-wing flavors of total government as well. And all of it is manipulated by the globalist. Let's go to Josh in North Carolina. Josh, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. Long-time listener. I really appreciate you actually being the person to wake me up with the Obama deception. And I got some kind of scary information. I'm actually an insurance broker for one of the global top 10 companies, and I actually work in the region of D.C. We actually get a bunch of subcontracted private companies that have been coming in. One of the pieces of information that I got was actually from DARPA, and it lists crossing the threshold as the actual name of the program. What they say they're going to be able to do is actually be able to engage people. And I tried sending some information in regards to this about the Colorado incident, where he woke up and, you know, had no idea where he was. Under this program, they can actually use light-based systems to not only take over your perception, what you see and hear and what you feel, but also actually take over your entire body.
Well, no, that's why DARPA bragged about that, and there's literally hundreds of patents on this. If I could get Dr. Begich on, he's great at listing them. but anybody can look up these. DARPA has bragged. That's why in government buildings, they're putting in the fluorescent lights under government regulations that, quote, communicate with your computers. Guys, type in government buildings installing lights that communicate with computers. It's Associated Press, you name it. And it flickers and communicates with these new panels that are coming in, so the internet is going without it being plugged in. Data over power line. It goes through the light switches, through the lights, through the computer, because it's two-sided. The two systems communicate. That's what they can do when the government can mandate what type of tech is put in. And then it goes down the power line, or it's picked up wirelessly by the wireless meter reader systems or the smart meter on your house. All the new appliances coming out interface with it. And I didn't know about this particular program you're talking about, but yeah, so much of what they're obsessed with at the University of Texas monkey facility they've got, and other universities I've talked to insiders at, is it's nothing but monkeys with wires into their brains with just flicker rates testing different systems of carrier waves. And yeah, and they're coming out with vaccines that literally attack your brain so you're not human anymore. You can't get upset. They just call it an anti-stress vaccine. You take it, and you're now can still function, but you're a biological android. And so that's why they've ratcheted up the autism, the cancer, everything else, just where it's off the charts. We're just used to everybody dying around us. Well, soon it'll just be, I don't know, my husband came home, and now he does whatever I tell him, and he doesn't laugh anymore, he doesn't cry, he doesn't get upset anymore. And boy, I like him this way. I mean, it's the end of humanity. We're now approaching it. I mean, that's why they don't care. That's why they openly run Al-Qaeda. But you know what? I'm sorry. Now they can arrest you, give you this shot, you're gone. The cops are all going to be given it. They'll be sprayed it if they don't take the shot. They're already making all the nurses take shots so they can't have their job. It's here. We're in such a deep level of this. That's why, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. So tell me, as an insurance actuary person, exactly what they were telling you.
Now, I'm actually a broker. I mean, I've actually come into multiple instances where I've had people through the InfraGuard program that are being subcontracted out through the DHS and through DOD. Had to tell these people, you know, we actually get some information that's sent through us, and obviously to do insurance, you need to tell us what you're doing. Fortunately for me, people have given quite a bit of information, and what they do is they actually watch local businesses, they watch local people, they have suspected terrorists, and what they do is they'll give recommendations, and obviously, you know, if they feel that they're out there spying on you and that they need further information to be delved into upon on you, they'll put you through and under NDAA, or under NDAA, they'll come in and obviously they can basically disappear if you want. And now with this program, another thing that's very, very scary with this, one of their headlines is to break the thought barrier and fully exploit, promote, and develop intellectual capital, which basically what that means is they can actually go through your thought process. And,
well, no, that came out last week now, where they use light-based systems to extract data out of the brain because the eyes are electrochemical stalks. Here is an article out of Slate, Wired Magazine as well. Guys, put this up on screen, my computer, if you can. DARPA scientists create super-fast Wi-Fi that attaches information to light beams. I mean, there will be no flesh spirit if God doesn't intervene, ladies and gentlemen. And it says it gets into my house immediately. News and group of scientists have created a new system for transmitting data using light. It can be 85,000 times faster. Now, notice they told slaves on grid about this in June, but I actually saw it over 12 years ago in DARPA reports that I was just looking for, and I found this new one. I typed in DARPA light. But again, police departments in Minnesota, Illinois, Texas, and others, look this up, have already put these light bulbs in, and the cops don't even understand. They're now in a mind control system where they can put them into a trance whenever they want and then have programming delivered different ways. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, folks, we're here, 2012, off the chart insane, red level. So, I mean, this person telling you about this, because, see, I don't just believe you. I separately already know about it. What were they saying? That it was fun that they could mind control people in mass now?
Well, They actually sent over a list of everything, and their number one bullet point was to deal with insider and outsider threats to network security. Now they're going to be using organic trust systems, so they can use actually they can manipulate rocks, trees, bushes, anything that's actually organically made. Me, you, the squirrel. Another thing that they actually said is they believe that this process will actually allow the communication with animals. So what's going to happen a little bit down the road is, you know, obviously we'll be looking for the people in the black hummers, but, you know, you won't be looking for the mountain lion that just stumbles across your backyard and happens to maul you. So this is another bullet point that they have on there that they said, as of last year, within 5 years, these will all be attainable. So it's actually very scary, and the companies that they list that they have the subcontracted programs through are Johns Hopkins University, Harvard, Yale, Boeing, and MIT. So these are all being done on people.
Stanford's involved as well. They just showed the article. They actually found one of the ones. And again, you notice it's police departments they put these in first, and these cops have no idea. You know, they hire average blue collar type guys who just, you know, don't really question. And that you guys just put the article on screen. We put that back on screen. USA Today, light technology sends information via LEDs. You should write us an article, send it to Infowars.com under a pen name, Josh, and what is it, nom de plume, and so we can get that out. Thank you so much. And again, what region is North Carolina in there, former American?
Well, I actually don't even pay enough attention to that to follow it. I'm still following.
Well, we're going to come back and tell you what region you're in, and then we'll that's region three. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at Infowarshop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm right.
technology has been developed, but it's all being engineered towards controlling. And if you're the technocratic, eugenics-based controllers, and humans are scum, why not deploy all this? They're deploying GMO, they're sterilizing us, they're killing us, the numbers are all there, we just calmly take it. They're deploying light flickering systems through the television, that's all declassified to put us in a mesmerized state, so they can then program us. Well, forget that. They've now got it down to where they can turn your heart off with these flicker rates. They can make you have a stroke. They can make you get sexually excited. I was shown 10 years ago at the University of Texas, since that caller mentions it, an entire lab where they had flicker rates on televisions just to make women get sexually aroused. They put sensors on them, everything. And I was shown the unclassified areas. Accidentally, there were some buttons punched up, and I just saw some of the little monkeys. But the government really is run by good people, let me tell you. Oh, turn your guns in. They're going to take good care of us. I should shut up. They wouldn't stage 9/11. I mean, our government's good people. They wouldn't fund Al-Qaeda, even though they publicly do. Let's go to TSA calling from FEMA Region 7. Let's put the map up. Where is FEMA Region 7? FEMA Region 7 is north of us. That's Kansas and Missouri and places like that. Where are you calling from in the former United States of America, now occupied by the scientific banker-run dictatorship? Where are you calling from in the tech kill grid, TSA?
Well, we'll just say 7 for now. I just recently separated from the agency. So, I have a, I don't want to be called snitch. You can call me a conscientious objector.
Oh, really? So you're one of the callers I called for earlier?
Yeah. I called him before you called for it.
Well, that's funny. Okay, so tell us what you've witnessed.
What I've witnessed is a lot of the people that work there are really good people. The problem is the management and the structure above them puts them to fight amongst each other, and then they'll bring in the oddball here and there.
They're using it like a Stasi prison where most of the prisoners are really agents. They're there inside these InfraGuard systems getting you to fight with each other to actually find the real agents. But that's another side issue. Please continue.
So you'll get the oddball person, and usually the oddball will be like a white male, pedophile-looking kind of guy. And just like you always hit the ball on the head, basically they'll pull the good-looking women out in the line and put them through the what they call the AIT machine to scan them. And I just witnessed that. It disgusted me.
Oh, so you are former TSA?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay. I just thought it was like a joke. Okay.
No, definitely. I can tell you, the stuff I can tell you, we could be on the phone a couple hours.
Well, let's be here for a while. I mean, I've seen it. I've been there in line drinking coffee after going to go watch that. That woman is smoking gorgeous. They're going to grab her. Or look at that fat pedophile one right there. He's going to go for that kid. Watch. Oh, he got him. He's dragging him off. He's, it's like a lion getting its prey. I mean, is that what you witnessed?
Yeah, a little different because every airport operates slightly different. I didn't witness the kid stuff going on, but I did witness the person salivating. They wanted to do that.
Oh, every time there's a gorgeous woman going through, it's time for Potbelly to have some fun, yeah.
It was disgusting. A lot of the people are the people that, I guess, when the agency stood up in 01, 02, a lot of those are the former people that were there or the people that are from the beginning. And they're good people. They want to get out, but they can't because the economy really is...
No, I had a lot of TSA people tell me that. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. Next hour, straight ahead. You're going to continue, sir. Then we're going to shift gears to the other phone list. Scott, InfoMom, John, Chuck, others. Then we'll get back to the other...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a...